Hi, it's the Pup and Paws Cast. I'm Sheila Scruggs, and if you love animals, this podcast is for you. You're learning about how to rescue or adopt, and some other things that may be of value to you if you have fur babies. We want to thank our sponsor, Dog & Company. Visit them online at dog-co.com. Sarah Hollick-Webb joins me. She is the former director at the Cookeville-Putnam County Animal Shelter. And you have a friend that we need to be introduced to.
Yes.
You're kind of in a transitioning phase at the shelter right now.
Yes, I brought along someone very special that the community is going to get to know very well. And so we're just so glad to be able to introduce her. I've got with me today Jennifer Hutchinson Tracy, and she is coming on as the new animal shelter director.
Hi, how are you, Jennifer?
Hi, I'm great. Thanks for having me.
So this is not your first shelter job. You come with a lot of expertise when it comes to animals.
Yes, I've been working in animal control and animal shelters since 2005. This is going to be my fourth and I hope my last shelter.
You said to me before we went on, you already love the community. You've met some folks.
Yes, and the community was really the selling point for me. I took a lot of time to find what I hope will be my last shelter. And I've gone to other places where I just drove into town and I was like, nope, this isn't it. Didn't have that feeling here. And the more I was here and explored and talked to people, the more I was convinced that this was a good fit for me. And the city agreed that I was a good fit for them, so it was meant to be.
Well, congratulations on the new job. And I know you will still be around, Sarah, with friends of the Putnam County Animals.
It's going to be really hard to get rid of me, yes. I've been around and helping in animal advocacy and fostering and all the things. We go way back, Sheila, doing all kinds of animal stuff together. So, yeah, it's definitely going to be hard to get rid of me in the animal community. So, yes, I'll stay and remain as a board member on the Friends of Cookeville Putnam County Animals.
And you've been at the shelter. It's a director for 3 years, but you were out there and doing some things with the shelter even before you became director.
Yes, I think this is my 8th or 9th year on the Friends Board group, and of course we are, you know, knee deep all the time at the animal shelter doing sometimes great things and sometimes dirty things, and you know, so the Friends group holds all kinds of roles at the shelter, and a lot of that is volunteering.
You're just pulling back a little bit and then giving the reins to Jennifer, and then we'll still see you with Friends of the Putnam County Animals.
Absolutely.
Too. Tell me a little bit about yourself, Jennifer. I know you said North Carolina is where you originally from, and you've had shelter jobs and everything. Introduce yourself to the podcast listeners.
Well, I started in a suburb of Kansas City, a small town. I was pretty much a one-man show there, and I both took care of the shelter, and I was an animal control officer there. I was there for about 3.5 years, and then we had an opportunity to move back to North Carolina, where I worked out the Outer Banks for a year and was once again in the shelter as well as an animal control officer. And then I had the opportunity to go to Cumberland County, North Carolina, where I started as a shelter worker and was promoted within a couple of years to shelter manager and have been running that shelter for 6 years.
What made you choose the path of working with animals?
It's just incredibly rewarding. And it's especially rewarding when in a community like this, when the community is so engaged. I can't tell you how much that revives a person, because this business can wear you down real quick.
There's a lot that you see behind the scenes, too, that is very heart-wrenching.
Yes.
So for those that think, you know, oh, the shelter, they don't care about animals, they do a lot.
Absolutely.
The people that have worked in shelters or anything to do with animals, they care probably more than you'll ever know.
Absolutely. It's heartbreaking, but at the same time, when you have those success stories, that's what gets you going back the next day. Because I always tell people when they tell me, and I wish I had a dollar for every time I heard somebody tell me they couldn't do my job. But when they ask me how I do it, I said, before I go to bed at night, I think of one good thing that happened that day. And there's always at least one, and hopefully more.
And that hope gives you a continuation to just go on and let's save another. Let's save another.
Yes, absolutely.
Let's rescue another.
Absolutely.
What is your mission? What are your hopes as a director for the Putnam County Animal Shelter?
Well, I hope eventually the situation is good enough that the need for my job is obsolete, but I don't think I'm going to see that in my lifetime. I just want to continue on the good work that's already being done, maybe, you know, expanding some services and programs and education to further engage some of the community that maybe isn't already engaged. And that's where I'm going with it.
I love the sound of that, Jennifer.
We love it too.
She's a great fit, Sarah.
We love it too, and we're so excited. Jennifer brings some new energy and some great new ideas and some new approaches, and we're so excited to help her get these things rolling. And, you know, and we do ask the community to rally behind her because she's got lots of great ideas and just lots of energy. And we're so excited to see the future of the animal shelter.
And how I look at this too, Jennifer, we got one name to memorize that's new. Jennifer Tracy, Jennifer Hutchinson Tracy.
Jennifer Tracy's fine for every day.
It's like, we got one name, yours.
Uh-huh.
You got a whole community you got to learn. So don't be shy. Go up and say hi. Tour the facility, too, if you have never been to the shelter.
Absolutely.
I mean, go and say hi. And please, you know, just
it's a beautiful facility. And I know that the Friends group deserves a lot of credit for making that happen. But it really, I was very impressed with the facility because I've been to some other facilities that were a little scary. And
That's what I was going to ask compared to some of the other ones that you've seen, because you've been around different facilities. So that's what you're excited about, too, the facility and the animals
nice.
And the community.
Exactly. The volunteers, the solid volunteer base that are there. And they're so, like I said, everybody's been so welcoming. A lot of times people are resistant to change and their little hackles go up a little bit. But I haven't got that feeling at all.
I love that, and I love that our community is getting behind you. And if you haven't met her, just drop into the Cookeville-Putnam County Shelter and say hi to Jennifer.
We're so excited to engage her even more in the community, and there's a lot of, like you said, there's a lot of faces and a lot of names that she's going to need to remember.
I know, yes.
So this is a great start for it.
Well, thank you both for being my guests. I appreciate you coming in, and welcome to
thank
the community.
You.
Ms. Jennifer Hutchinson Tracy and Sarah Hollick-Webb, thank you for all you've done for the shelter as well.
Thank you.
Thanks so much to my sponsor, Dog & Company, for making the Pup and Paws cast possible. Enjoy life, spoil your pet. That's what Dog & Company says, and I agree.